Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel, at the blessing of the palms, the crowd acclaimed Jesus as the King of Israel as he entered the city of Jerusalem in these words, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." You know what? A few days later, as we heard and read the Passion reading, the same crowd rejected Jesus with whose still cries, "Crucify him, crucify him." In our two gospel readings, therefore, we hear two contrasting voices, one that began with "Hosanna," and the other that ended with "Crucify him." The readings also presented two contrasting and corresponding signs. The palms of the royal welcome of Jesus, and the cross of his passion and death. So is there something that we can learn again in this stark contrast presented to us at the start of Holy Week? I would like to suggest two important lessons to be learned from the contrast of the palms and the cross. The palms of royal welcome was to show that Jesus was indeed a king. But the cross of the passion was to show what his kingship means. So let us look at the palms. You know, in the triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, Jesus already gave an unmistakable hint about the nature of his kingship. During the cheering crowd waving their festive palms, he deliberately chose to ride on a donkey, a humble beast of burden. Jesus wanted to show that his kingship was not about power and riches, but his kingship was one of service and humility. So this is the lesson of the palms: humble service. As followers of Christ, we are called to imitate him in this humble servant service. This means helping and caring for others with a humble and loving and generous heart. You know that Jesus taught this very clearly in the Gospels. He told those people who were listening to him, and especially his disciples, he said, "It shall not be with you, my followers. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. And just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." That's the kingship of Christ. Now let us look at the cross. Just as the palms of victory in the royal entrance in the space of a few days became the cross of the passion, so also the triumphal way became the way of the cross. In other words, kingship gives way to humble servanthood, and selfish service yields to radical self-emptying. The gift of oneself reaches its peak of self-giving to the point of dying for the sake of others. So self-emptying is the lesson of the cross. And St. Paul in the second reading puts it very clearly when he said, "Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So as we enter the Holy Week, let us carry these valuable lessons contained in the palms and in the cross. Let us also remember that these lessons carry corresponding challenges. The challenge of the palms is expressed well in the prayer of the blessing of the palms. Let these branches, we prayed, be for us signs of Jesus' victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. And then the challenge of the cross is also well expressed in the prayer at the beginning of Holy Week. Mercifully grant, we pray, that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. So concretely today, more than ever before, we find ourselves face to face with many opportunities for humble service, signified by the palms, and of self-emptying, signified by the cross, for the sake of others in need. We see them in our streets. We read and hear about them in social media. Sometimes they are right within our hearts or in our family and neighborhood. Let us make use of these opportunities for grace and blessing this Holy Week. For our Holy Week will be a time for a new life, not only for ourselves, but also for others, our relationship with others. It is a renewal of our relationship with God and with one another. Let this be our prayer and our hope at the start of Holy Week and for the coming days. Amen.